All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm excited to have a special guest on the show. She's a big sweetheart. She is awesome to deal with and just a lot of fun. And she's friends with plenty of my other friends as well. So I got Stephanie Betters on the line today. Stephanie, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. It's actually kind of funny because I've never met you in person. We've talked on the phone a few times and on Zoom calls, but your husband, Zach, is like a really cool dude and somebody that I mesh with really, like literally whenever we see each other, we just like give each other's like big bear hug and he's like so energetic and everything. So that's a lot of fun, but we're going to leave him out of this call today. We're just focusing on Stephanie today. That's it. So anyway, well, I'm excited to have you on the show. There's going to be some very, very awesome things that we talk about today, guys, on the show. I'm excited to have Stephanie on because they actually have a service that helps with active real estate investors with their marketing and specifically with Facebook. So we're going to be talking a lot about Facebook stuff. We've had guests on the show that have talked about Facebook, but we talked about several other topics at the same time. And today we're only going to be talking about Facebook stuff. So I'll allow Stephanie to talk about kind of what their core expertise is and a little bit about her background and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to be talking a lot about Facebook ads, about building out your pages to do well, and a couple other elements of Facebook that a lot of people miss out on. And Stephanie, I'm sure you get this all the time, but I know a lot of active investors just don't believe in Facebook and running Facebook marketing because maybe the cost is too high. Maybe they say it doesn't work. They've tried it and it doesn't work. And there's a whole lot of reasons, but we're going to debunk some of those myths today. So before we get into it, Stephanie, if you could do me a huge favor and just introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit about your origin story of how you become the person that you are today.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. So I'm based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. My husband and I started our company in 2015. And then we merged with a partner, Jeff Johnson, who I know you know very well too from Good Success.
Jeff's my buddy. Yes.
That's awesome. We merged in 2018. Jeff had been doing it since 2007. So it was great. We merged, had a lot of synergy with that partnership. And our company has grown significantly. So we primarily, wholesale and new build. When we first merged, we were doing a lot of fix and flips, but in 2020 we have done zero flips and only wholesales and new builds. We're probably 70% wholesale. Very and cool. To date we've done, I just looked at it, I think 176 deals this year. We're on track to 200. I never thought.
I love how you're like 76. 176.
Yes.
You gotta add that one.
Yeah. So we're on track to do 200 this year. So it's been crazy busy. We opened a second market in Raleigh. It's been wonderful. And I was the COO there for all those years. And then in 2020, in January this year, we hired another COO to take my spot. So now I do just some marketing consulting in our own business. I'm the owner's box. And you know, the hours per week that I spend in my own company are very, very low, probably 4 or less, mostly just kind of meetings with the team and consulting here and there, moving the dials. And
it's awesome. And that's
it. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about the marketing services then. So sure. I know we're going to get deeper into these topics, but I want you to kind of frame up what you guys do, the services you provide, who you serve and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So Facebook marketing, is our specialty. This originated in our own company. And when we first started, we probably started feeling some success from Facebook in 2016. But it all really just started because we wanted to document our journey, and we wanted to have, you know, I honestly just felt bad putting everything we were doing on my personal page. I felt like it was just, you know, people were getting overwhelmed with that. So we just started a business page just to start putting it somewhere else, honestly. And it kind of grew from there. We started sending sellers to our business page after they'd called off other marketing, and they would ask like, is this really real? Who are you guys? We said, yeah, we're, you know, you can see what some of the things we do on our business page. Okay, here's where you can go. And people started consuming that content. Like on a bit, in a big way, we had a ton of video views, we had a ton of messages, and we'd arrive at appointments and people would be like, oh, I saw you on Facebook, you and your husband are so cute, I'm so glad it's, I can't believe it's you. And we're like, well, who do you expect it to be, you know? So it really started with the business page and just people liking that content. And I just have to say thank you, HGTV, because it's, they've kind of set the stage for us, you know?
Yeah.
But so it started with that. And then I thought, you know, my grandma is on Facebook. My grandma literally is my friend on Facebook. And so is my mom. And I thought, you know, this is my demographic, right? Like before, you know, we're targeting, you know, 55 plus primarily, maybe some 30s pre-foreclosure, but primarily older audience. And back then it was kind of this thing like, oh, our audience is not on Facebook, but they're following our stuff and watching our videos. So I thought there's got to be a way to actually capture them. So that's when we started marketing directly, you know, with Facebook ads. And it was a little bit of a learning experience because I was a little bit more used to Google and how to set up keywords and things on Google. And it's very different on Facebook. Facebook is very behavior oriented and not keyword oriented.
Yeah.
So it took me a bit to understand how to appropriately target people. But once you kind of get the demographic and get the behavioral targeting, I mean, it's amazing how targeted it is and how much business you can get from it. So fast forward through all the learning experience, it became a huge part of our business and driving in leads, being a credibility packet as far as our business page goes, and getting deals and getting an edge on homeowners in our area that nobody else was getting. So it was a significant competitive edge as far as getting in front of homeowners on Facebook. They're there, yeah. And they hear stuff and they've got a problem that needs help, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go deep into this topic because, and with the next, you know, 10, 15 minutes that we have, I really want to dive deep into kind of debunking some myths about Facebook for real estate investors. I know for, you know, a lot of people get a lot of value out of Facebook marketing that are in other industries, but for whatever reason, any mastermind I go to, any, you know, group that I attend or whatever, Facebook is never talked about. And if it is, it's in a negative way. People are like, yeah, Facebook's too high of cost for leads. You know, Facebook, I've never been able to generate results, and, you know, all this other stuff that comes up with real estate investors. And a lot of times it comes down to, like, I know that it's kind of the whole thing, the example I like to use of, you know, a basketball. So if you have a basketball, if you put that in my hand, you know, I could, you know, play some pickup ball. I could shoot, I could dribble and all that and have fun with it, but I'm never going to make money with it. But if you take that same ball and you put that in LeBron James' hand, he's going to make millions upon millions upon millions of dollars with it. So using that tool can either generate zero results or it can generate a lot of results, but it depends on who's actually using the tool, right? And it's the same thing with Facebook marketing. So I know, Stephanie, a lot of it comes down to that. But that being said, what are some things that you hear a lot from real estate investors about Facebook marketing that maybe there are questions that people are asking and it's just a repetitive question you get from everybody, and it's just a myth and something that people need to understand about Facebook marketing for real estate investors? So kind of talk to us about that just a little bit.
Sure. So I think there's two parts that it's utilized for investors. Number one is to find sellers. And number two is for buyers. Facebook Marketplace is like today's Craigslist for yes. Disposing deals. So huge, very, very undertapped way to dispose your deals on that side. Yes,
absolutely.
But on the homeowner side, which is what people usually have the most questions about, it usually is targeted around how do I set up ads that convert? How do people find me and how do I get qualified leads? And that answer is sometimes difficult to answer because the question is difficult to answer because most people are advertising and they're doing interest targeting. So, which means that they go onto the Facebook ad and they type in, you know, an interest that they want to match somebody. in general, that interest targeting is kind of inaccurate. It used to be a lot more accurate, but then Cambridge Analytica happened, and Facebook kind of got slapped on the wrist for how much they can target. So now the targeting is a lot closer to the vest from Facebook and what we can target. We used to be able to target credit score.
Yeah. You
know, we can't do that anymore. So I think the most successful way to properly market and make ads is to create a funnel. Top of funnel, which is kind of a video explainer type ad. Video does very, very well, by the way. Carousel ads do very well too. And try to sort people your own way. You want to target people who've consumed X amount of media from you, or have looked at pictures, or have looked on your website, or something. There needs to be some sort of top of funnel that then you qualify people below that. So like the top of funnel may be a video explaining what you do. It may be an attention grabbing video talking about foreclosure or the forbearance process now in COVID. It could be talking about, you know, how to sell a house with repairs for the quickest way. It's a value add, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do a lot of this on—
It's a lead hook.
It's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. And so if people engage with that content, and their behavior, right, of watching that video or engaging with that content, that tells you that it's relevant to them. So they've self-selected. You don't need interest targeting. They've self-selected to that. And now you can serve them ads that are a little bit more specific and can convert on there, you know, like a lead form ad or a messenger ad. And that's how you start getting qualified leads. Now, the second piece to this that I think is really underrated too is your business page. And like I'm gonna talk a little trash about real estate investors, and I can because I am one, right? We want everything yesterday, and we also want everything with as little effort as possible.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you that the most successful clients that I have that market on Facebook, you know, that we do their stuff for, and they, you know, they are contributing to it, right? So that means that they have a business page that they're active on, they're going live, they're putting content out there that's personal. We also manage people's business page and put a lot of content out there that's very engaging. But the people who do very well are the people who, you know, put a little extra on top, where they go live or they post a picture of them with a homeowner, or they have testimonials on there. They're populating content.
They're feeding supplemental content to the page in addition to what you're doing with the advertising. So that's why I think that advertising and organic content, because you always want to add that word organic content marketing, or it's still under the marketing umbrella, but it's two different silos, because in organic content marketing, it's very value driven, whereas advertising is almost sell a lot of times. So that's a good way to put it.
It's the same thing with, you know, SEO or PPC, right? So if you have PPC ads, Google ads running, and you have a crap website, you're not going to convert as much, no matter how good the marketing is, right? No matter how good your keywords are, people go and they see and they're weirded out and they drop off. So without a doubt, you need to have a business page, and you need to have a business page that has content on it. You know, we give you, like, we get you probably 75-80% of the way there with our content that we'll put out there for you. And then if you literally just put a post a week that is something personal with someone's face, or even a video or a go live, like, those ads convert so much better, because people now have, you know, they can go research and see your stuff. So a lot of investors fail that second piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because what we do is primarily content marketing, I see that a lot as well. Right. Cause like, and it's good to know it's not just content, it's also advertising on your end. But I think a lot of people miss out on that. And so, when it comes down to it, so then I want to go back to the ads, because a lot of people, like you said, with real estate investors, they want to see results yesterday. They're very impatient. And that's just, I think not just real estate investors, but a lot of entrepreneurs are that way as well. That's just how we're hardwired, right? But at the end of the day, what I tell people in any marketing, it doesn't matter if it's content marketing, if it's advertising, or Facebook ads, SEO, PPC, it doesn't matter what it is, direct mail, consistency is what wins the game. Staying consistent on your message, staying consistent on the actual channel that you're marketing on, is really what will win the game ultimately, no matter what. Because, I mean, you can't just expect to send one direct mail campaign out and close all your deals that way. It takes like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 direct mail campaigns in order to close a deal sometimes. So that being said, though, when somebody approaches you and says, hey, it's been like 6 to 9 months that we haven't gotten any results off this, what do you tell them? Like, how do you gauge when to turn off a Facebook ad? Because maybe it doesn't work in specific markets. I know that, like, especially with, you know, video content, kind of like what we do, a lot of times video content doesn't work in some markets. It's really odd to see it, but just from seeing the, and actually I shouldn't say it doesn't work. It just doesn't work as well as, like, say for instance, if we're putting video content out for a client in LA, it's going to hit really well. But if you put video content out for somebody that's in, like, you know, Lincoln, Nebraska, it's not going to hit the same way. So when it comes down to, like, running Facebook ads, what do you tell people in terms of, like, how much fuel to put on the fire, if there's a big fire or if there's a little fire? Like, how do you approach it?
Yeah. So when someone says to me, "Hey, I've tried Facebook marketing before and it doesn't work," or "I'm doing it now by myself and it's not working, can you look at my account?" So first of all, you have to have at least enough data to interpret. So you can't make a decision for at least 3 months worth of data, right?
Right.
Then you've got to look at your content. What does it look like? What does your ad copy look like? What is the media it is that you're using? Is it good? Is it relatable? And then you've got to look at your demographic size. So to your point, having a really urban area versus a rural area, you've got to target things differently. You can have a smaller amount of people, you know, that you're targeting for an urban area versus, you know, somewhere with a lower population. So Facebook ads work everywhere, but you have to optimize it for the live market. So Nebraska, you may not be able to pick like a 10-mile radius. You may have to have a 50-mile radius to get the people in between. Maybe people are commuting more, you know, versus a city. It's more densely populated. You can target those people better. But in that same vein, sometimes there's too many people and now you need a higher budget, right? You've got to be able to penetrate the audience and serve enough ads to be seen. Kind of like you got a 1% response rate. So you got to send 1,000 letters to get X amount of calls. It's kind of the same thing with Facebook ads. So your budget is an important aspect here too. And what's interesting about our demographic is it's very, very specific. So you can't be too niche down as far as budget goes or demographic area, like market size goes, because you have to get it in front of the appropriate number of people it's relevant to. Sure. So, you know, if they're, you know, Facebook is great for broad audiences, like first time moms or newlyweds, right? Or people who just change their status to married, like that, that's very obvious who that is. But for the motivated seller, there's that specific audience is less people in general. So you just got to be real clear on how you're targeting that and give it a chance to get in front of those people. That's going to take budget and that's going to take, you know, that umbrella of market size to get there on top of all the content stuff and the ad copy and all that. So it's very multifaceted.
Yeah. So real quick, you mentioned the actual assets, right? So like the copy, the video itself. I always tell people like I run video ads for my company. But it's because I know how to do it well. Again, we're going back to the analogy of using a basketball. You know, a lot of people run Facebook ads, but they're horribly built. They have no context of an actual good ad, because that video that you filmed at the house that you put on YouTube and worked okay for your website is not necessarily going to work well for your Facebook ads. So in terms of like the content that you're running on these ads, what are you looking at? Like, is there a specific structure? Is there a specific type of, you know, copy that you want to be putting in there? Is it empathy driven? Is it value driven? Like, what are you looking at in terms of the content for the ads?
Yeah. So two things do well: short videos, 2 minutes or less, and then images with short copy. So like if you have a big old thing, no one's going to read it, especially the stressed homeowner who doesn't have.
Yeah, guys, just because Facebook lifted the amount of words that you could put on an image doesn't mean you need to fill it up now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of really gimmicky things, like a ton of emojis and things, don't do well. You can throw emoji or two in there. I think that's okay. But, you know, I see copy with like 1,000 emojis in there. Like, that's just not our audience. Don't use that too much. Then short to the sweet. I think you have about 2 seconds to capture attention, and that's it. When you're doing video, and if you're talking, especially, and hope you are in your videos, make sure there are subtitles, because a lot of people watch videos on Facebook with them auto muted. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you have subtitles there that are catching the first sentence or so that you say. Make sure that it identifies with them, like "Hey homeowners," for example, versus, you know, a picture of a house or a video of the outside of a house. No one knows what you're even talking about. You have 2 seconds to capture them.
So then you mentioned with the copy, you know, obviously not using a lot of emojis. I think that's really good advice. There's time and place for emojis, guys, but on an ad copy directed towards motivated sellers is not the place. Cause you got to remember too, like it's the condition that you're marketing to them in. most of the time, a motivated seller is not going to be in a very happy place, right? Mm-hmm. So like either a tired landlord, they really hate the tenants that are in their house. Somebody that inherited a property, they just had a loved one pass and they inherited a deal. Pre-foreclosures, they're going under foreclosure. Like these are just like unhappy circumstances. So, you know, that kind of motivation is not something you want to use any kind of emojis for. But in terms of the copy then, like what are you gearing the copy towards? Because I think copy and writing is such an undervalued and underutilized skill inside of marketing. Yeah. So that's one thing I really want you to hit on is like, what are you looking for inside the copy itself?
Yeah, empathy and ease for sure. I think that kind of copy works really, really well. And I do think that talking about cash also does help quite a bit, except in California. California, yeah. No one cares if you have cash, if you buy a house cash, no one cares. Everyone has cash.
Yeah.
But I do think that, so, and what does cash mean anymore? It means easy. It means guaranteed, right? So using things like that, those kinds of words help really speak to people who's in a distress situation. They want an answer quickly and they don't want any more crap. They've already got enough crap on their plate. So appealing to them from a person standpoint, from an empathetic standpoint is very successful. I'm a real person. I'm a local company. I can help you, right? That is very appealing to a person. They want to feel safe. They want to feel like they can trust you. And then they want to feel like it's easy and guaranteed. So using that kind of terminology, I think does very, very well.
Yeah, for sure. And I love that you said that because I want to wrap this up. We're running out of time here, but in terms of marketing, you know, one of my favorite quotes, and you guys have heard me say this a lot if you've been paying attention to any of my content, one of my favorite quotes out there about marketing in general is from Donald Miller, a guy who wrote StoryBrand. And he says that people don't buy the best products and services. They buy the products and services that they understand the fastest. And so you getting quick to the point on what you're trying to get across to them, what pain point you're solving for them, what solution you have for them, that will pull people in far quicker than a super well-produced, like, you know, ad video that you spent thousands of dollars on creating. So I love that. Stephanie, we're going to have to wrap this up here in just a second, but one more thing. So if there was one more ninja trick or some kind of a really quick tip or trick that you could give towards marketing, it doesn't just have to be Facebook, but just any marketing in general that you would give to an active real estate investor, what would that be?
Understand the marketing that you're doing. So understand how to best optimize it and what it is that you're doing, because you can go to all kinds of different masterminds and people will tell you different things, right? There are people who build their entire business off probate, you know, lead sources, right? And there are a million people who say, I don't do probate, it doesn't work for me. How is that possible, right? So how do people have markets that they say, this marketing channel does fantastic for me, and that somebody says in the same vein, it doesn't work for me at all? I'm willing to bet you that the reason why it works for one and doesn't work for the other is their understanding of it and their ability to optimize it. Mm-hmm. So don't go broad, go deep, get it, make it the best you can, and then expand it. Then pick the next one. And otherwise, I think you waste a lot of money.
I love it. I would give the same advice too, just because, you know, there's so many things you can do in marketing nowadays. Even just outside of Facebook, like there's so many things that you can do in marketing. I mean, all they're talking about now is text blasting and cold calling and stuff. And who knows how long that stuff's going to last. We know texting is going to be gone very soon, but you know, like stuff like that, it's always going to be moving. There's always going to be a million things you can do in marketing, but the advice that she gave here is just outstanding, because you don't want to start up like 15 different marketing channels and then not know what's generating what results, you know, because then you don't know where to pour the fuel for the fire that's coming on. So good stuff. Well, Stephanie, I appreciate you being on. Thank you so much. We do have to let you go here because we're running out of time. You got a hard stop here in a few minutes. So I do want to give people the opportunity to connect with you and learn more about maybe your services, and then also more about Stephanie in general. So if there's a good place to send them, what would that be to get in contact with you and learn more about what you got going on?
Find me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Stephanie Betters. You can also email me, Stephanie@socialmediarei.com.
All right. Sounds good. And guys, I will have that linked below in the description. So make sure you do check that out. Connect with Stephanie. Make sure you do that. Stephanie, thank you so much for being on the show today. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you back again soon.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. We appreciate you jumping on and joining us. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, now's the time to head over to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. Would much appreciate that. reach out to me if you have any questions, josh@colormedia.com. And then make sure you are pre-ordering the REI marketing book coming out soon to a date that I don't have yet, because we actually poured a lot more into it than I was expecting. It's going to be an awesome experience for you guys. A lot of jam-packed nuggets and value in there, and just some really good resources that is going to be inside this book. So reimarketingbook.com is where you can pre-order that. It's $4.97, free plus shipping offer. Yes, this is a marketing tactic to get you inside my funnel. So there's no, like, you know, covering that one up, but you guys can get it anyway. It's still worth it. It's not just a sales, you know, kind of tool here. It's actually got a lot of value in it. So reimarketingbook.com, make sure you do go pick that up. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one. See you later.